This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Winners of the 47th Annual Grammy Awards were announced last night in Los Angeles. Singer Alicia Keys came away with 4 Grammys. R&B artist Usher won 3, but the top winner was the late Ray Charles. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports.
Ray Charles's final album, Genius Loves Company, turned out to be the best-selling record of his long career. It earned a total of 8 Grammys, including Album of the Year and Record of the Year, for his duet with Norah Jones.
Here we go.
Jones was one of a number of singers who collaborated with Ray Charles on the album. She was also one of many who paid tribute to his talents last night.
How many millions of people has he made smile and will continue through his records? So thanks for letting me be part of it.
Backstage, Stevie Wonder, who is not on the album but who knew Charles well, was even more thoughtful.
You know, for me it was a bittersweet night in one sense, because the pain of losing Ray Charles is one that we, those of us who knew him and who loved him, you know, we will never forget that pain.
Musicians at last night's ceremony also tried to remind the audience about the pain still being felt by the victims of the tsunami in Asia. Former Beach Boy Brian Wilson was among an all-star cast whose performance could be downloaded by viewers, with all proceeds going to those victims. Backstage, Wilson said he lost a member of his band in that tragedy.
Marcus Sandlin was washed away. He hasn't been found yet. We fear he's dead, but we don't know for sure.
Wilson won his first Grammy ever for Best Rock Instrumental Performance. Country veteran Loretta Lynn won only the 2nd and 3rd Grammys of her long career for Van Leer Rose, her collaboration with rocker Jack White.
Me and Jack, we cut an album together.
That's
you
right.
Want to tell them about it?
Well, one thing I can remember, Loretta.
Well, get up a little closer.
All right. Yes, ma'am. We were sitting on the front porch together while we were making this record, and in between songs, and she told me, you know what, Jack, 14 of my songs got banned by country radio. And every time they wouldn't play it, it went number one. Well, country radio wouldn't play this record either. Look who's number one now. You're an American treasure, Loretta. God bless you.
Well, off my heart, it didn't take no time. That ain't all, I lost my mind in Oregon. In a booth in the corner with the lights down low. I was moving in fast, she was taking it slow.
The performer with the most nominations going into last night's ceremony was rapper and R&B producer Kanye West with 10. He won Best Rap Album for The College Dropout, a recording he made after a serious automobile accident.
When I had my accident, I found out at that moment, nothing in life is promised except death.
West sings about the accident in his song Through the Wire. Kanye West won 2 other Grammys, but he seemed a little miffed he did not win Best New Artist, an award that went to California rockers Maroon 5. Still, West was ready to party.
I plan to celebrate. I plan to celebrate and scream and pop champagne every chance I get, because I'm at the Grammys, baby!
Among the other winners last night were some unlikely candidates. TV personality Jon Stewart won for Best Comedy Album, and former U.S. President Bill Clinton snagged Best Spoken Word Album for the audiobook of his autobiography. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.